We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Kibud Avoim, Halacha Dalid. This halacha is based on one of the very famous chapters in Likutei Moran, which is the Torah Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi, chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran. It's one of the very, very special teachings of Rabbeinu Zal. And Rav Nosson Zal has many chapters of Likutei Halachos expounding on it. This is one of them. Kabe desavicho vesimecho leman yarichen yomecho. Respect your father and mother so that you'll be blessed with long life. Al pi atoira va'aye hasel oila. This halacha is based on the chapter in Likutei Moran Aye Hasel Oila in Likutei Moran Tanina, chapter 12, Ayin Shom Heitev. Today is the Shloshim of Reb Sholem Reb Chaim Moshe. We dedicate the shir Le'ilu Nishmosai. His neshama should have an aliyah. He should be a melitz toy for his whole family and for all the close friends, Baruch Hashem. V'haklal. Basically, what Rabbeinu Zal teaches there is She'ikra habriya b'shvil kvoido yisporach, that the main purpose and mission of the creation of the world is Hashem's honor. V'alkein ha-kovoid hu shoyresh kol habriya kula. Therefore, kovoid is the origin and the basis for the entire creation. V'chol ma shenivra b'sheishes yimei bereishes, everything that was created throughout the 6 days of creation, shoyresh ha-kol hu ha-kovoid. The basis of it all, the reason for it all, is kovoid, honor, respect, shebishviloi nivra hakoil. That's what everything was created for, to bring honor, respect, glory to Hashem. We know that one of Hashem's attributes is malchus, kingdom. And kingdom, we know the king is the one who deserves the highest degree of respect, kovoid. Based on the Torah, parents deserve respect, a rabbi deserves respect, but they have the ability, they're permitted to forego their respect. The respect of a king is considered to be foremost, melech shemochal al kvoidoi en kvoidoi mochal. A king can't forego his kovoid. His kovoid is so critical. A person who shows disrespect to the king, it's death penalty. So Hashem, who is king, one of the main attributes of that is this issue of kovoid, honor, respect. Ubechol maimar umaimar measora mamoroi shebohem nivro hoilam yeshboi bechinas kovoid miyuchad. And within each one of the 10 statements which Hashem used to create the world with is found an individual, unique kovoid shebishviloi hoyoze hamaimar, whereby it's for that particular kovoid that that statement of creation was made. Hashem made this statement, Yehi Oyer, because that Yehi Oyer is associated and related with a particular type of kovoid that would be given to Hashem. Sheboi Nivra Chelek Proti Me'abriya. And again, from each one of those 10 statements was created a particular part of the creation. Kimaloi chol horetz kevoidoi, because we know the Torah tells us that the entire world, the entire creation, is full of Hashem's kovoid. Ki hakovoid mechaye hakoil, kovoid is what gives life to everything. Ach afal pikein, however, even though the kovoid is everywhere, yesh gvul lahakovoid shebechol maimar, the kovoid that's generated by and associated with each one of these 10 statements has boundaries to it. Shelo yispashet lemekoimois hachitzoinim vasitrachra, so that the kovoid should not spread to the sitrachra or to outside places, places that Hashem considers to be outside the domain of good, outside the domain of holiness. Shehem bechinas mekoimois hametunofim, which are also referred to as places of filth. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, uchevoidi leacher loyetein. Hashem says, my kavod to the other, I will not give. I do not want my kavod by the other side, by the sitrachra, by the chitzoinim, by the klipos. And therefore, Hashem has created boundaries, and each one of those 10 statements of creation, which is responsible for a particular unit of kavod to Hashem, each one of them are with boundaries. Achim Kain, but if that's the case, based on what we just said a few lines ago, that everything draws its life from kavod, Rav Nosson Zal had said, ha-kavod mechaya ha-koil, the kavod is what gives life to everything, and you're telling me that there are certain places that the kavod does not go, that Hashem does not want his kavod there, then how do those places receive life? Ach im kein mehechon mekablen chius elu hamakoymos. These places to which Hashem has specifically commanded that he does not want his kavod there, then where do they get life from? Ki bevatai gam hei mekablen chius mimenu yisporach, because they also definitely have to be receiving their life from Hashem. So how does it happen? Rabbeinu Zal answers there, Ach hei mekablen chius mibechinas bereishis, maimar sosum, shehu koilel kol hamamoris. These outside places, these places that are outside the domain of holiness, outside the domain of good, they draw their life and their sustenance from the first one of the 10 statements of creation, which is bereishis, Bereishis Bara Elokim HaShamayim VaHaaretz, which is referred to as Maimar Sosum, a hidden statement, because different from the other nine statements, in the other nine statements, the Torah says clearly, Vayoymer Elokim, Hashem said such and such, Hashem said such and such. This first statement of creation is not presented as a statement of creation. It simply says, in the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. But we don't see any statement. It's called Maimar Sosum, a hidden statement. And this is number one. It's the top one. It's the highest, highest level of holiness. And it includes in it all the other nine statements that come after it. We have a rule in general when we talk about holiness that usually the beginning contains in it everything that follows. This we find this in the case of children that are born to parents. It's brought that the firstborn child, the bechor, has in him the full image of the father. All the other children get sort of leftovers, in a sense. We have this when we speak about the midos of Hashem, the spherois, usually the top one, contains in it everything and includes in it everything that's under it. We have it, interestingly, also, when we speak about Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, Rabbeinu Zal's Shiurim and Likutei Moran, one of the rules that a person has to know when learning Likutei Moran is that in the first paragraph of each chapter, Rabbeinu Zal introduces the entire chapter. Everything is found in the first paragraph. After that, it's all expounding and explaining and etc., etc. So here we're told that this first statement of creation, Bereishis, which is called Maimar Sosum, is koilel all the statements, v'chulam mekablim chius mimenu. And all the other nine statements of creation draw their energy from that first statement. V'hakovoid shel ha-Maimar Sosum, hu sosum v'ne'elam betachles ha-helem. The kavod, the honor and respect that's associated with that first statement of creation is extremely, extremely hidden and covered up. U'mishom daika mekablem chiyas ha-sitrachra u'mekoymos ha-chitzoinim. And it's from that covered up, hidden kavod that's associated with that first statement of creation, that's where the Sitra Achra and all of these klipos and everything, that's where they draw, that's their spiritual connection. That's their connection to Hashem. V'al kainen, therefore, kishodom noifil chas v'shom, lebechinas mekoymo yiselu, when a Jew unfortunately falls spiritually into these filthy places, these places of the Sitrachra, the Klipois, the Hainu Lebechimas Mekoimois Hametunofim, the Oz Maschil Histakel Alatzmoi, and when the person falls into that kind of darkness, spiritual darkness, and the person starts looking at himself, V'roye Sherochoik Moid Mikvoida Yisporach, and the person sees and realizes that he's very far from Hashem, he's very far from any obvious kavod of Hashem, from any obvious manifestation of Hashem, because he's gone away from the shul, he's gone away from the yeshiva, he's gone away from the Torah, he's gone away from observing mitzvahs, so he doesn't see any obvious connection between him and Hashem, between him and the kavod of Hashem. V'shoyel u'mevakesh, and the person starts searching, and the person asks, Aye mekoim kevoidoi, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem's kavod? It seems that I've drifted away, I've wandered away, I've fallen out so far that I can't see any clear manifestation of Hashem. That asking, that searching will bring about that person's tikkun and his aliyah. That has the ability to elevate that person and help that person fix everything they need to fix to return to Hashem. Bebechinas, in the concept of yirida, tachles ho'aliyah, a fall, a going down, whose purpose is a major elevation. Ki aye mekoim kevoidoi, ze bechinas hakovoid ho'elyoin, shel maimar ho'elyoin, shehu ha'maimar sosum bereishis kanal. Because these words, where is the kovoid of Hashem, those words are connected to that first statement of creation, which is the highest statement of creation. And it's the highest level of kovod, which is completely, completely hidden. Shemishom nimshachius lamakoimo yisraelu. And it's from there that these filthy places, these places that are sitrachra and klipas, everything, draw their spiritual energy. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran, chapter 12, in the second half of Likut Imran. Study it well to have a good foundation for this halacha.